There you go.
Call this meeting of the board, it's place for a strike.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Would there be a motion for informal consideration on the agenda items?
I'd make a motion, Mr. Mayor, for informal consideration of all remaining of all agenda items.
I'll second.
It's been moved and seconded to proceed with an informal consideration on the agenda items. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion is carried. Okay, first item is going to be a decision on the bids for the asbestos abatement on the City Hall building. As you've looked over these bids from the three companies that have submitted a bid, it's for asbestos that was found in the roofing materials. And, do I need to read each one of these bids? I don't think so. These are subcontractors through my home.
So I did have a question on this. So I noticed, you know, in here it's removal of roof, basically. They're going to do their thing with asbestos and then remove the whole roof and dispose of it. Does that mean that the original contractor, there is going to be a savings there because they're no longer taking the roof down and removing it?
There should
be some kind of savings.
Yeah.
And we can't go back to them.
I think this is for the roofing materials, but that's a good question.
Yeah, because they definitely had demo in Holloway of the roofing materials in the original bid. So we say, hey, well, that part's already done. What's the reduced price as far as your portion is?
Yeah, it's not going to change what we decide here tonight.
No.
But I think it's something that we need to, I mean, unless I don't understand the wording here. First one says, 7,800 square foot of roofing and mastic. Sounds like it's the roof. So,
yeah, just below that, Jeff, remove 2,400 square feet of non-asbestos.
And then it says roof structure.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
To access the asbestos contained
disposing of that.
Yeah, so they've got to remove all this anyway.
Right, and then they're disposing of it.
Then they're disposing of it also.
Some of it, not all of it, though. We have to.
Well, this one's fine.
So the first, I think we should look at them one by one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can we look at the environmental contractors one? That's the lowest bid, I think. So it says client to supply roll-up and disposal for non-asbestos materials. So we have to probably pay for that 2,400 square feet of non-asbestos removal. And then, are we going to require them to have a performance and payment bond? Jim, is that?
Well, I mean, yeah, I think we should.
Okay, well then that adds 3.5% to their total price, so that brings it up to $30,822. Just so that got all that in there. And we have to pay the Montana prevailing rates, right?
Right.
So that has a question on the other, the really big one, that the Ingram Environmental Inc. Their estimate is based on standard state standard wage rate. So is that different?
No.
No, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's my understanding.
It's the same. Okay. Right. That was my. I guess those were my two questions. But.
Did the first one have a start date on here?
I didn't see one.
The big one said.
Well, the original Bomber Mountain, the contract with them said they'd start by January 30th, I think, and be done by March 30th.
This is held up.
The first one says work is to be performed at a mutually agreed upon time. It's number four.
Okay.
The big one says, like, we have to get on their schedule.
Yeah, this is scheduling, first come, first serve.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the other one doesn't really say much. I mean, I think I like the low build because I think they have everything in there. Seems like.
And we're kind of required to go with the lowest qualifying bid.
Yeah. I know. Are we? Do we have to go with the lowest bid?
The lowest qualifying bid, right?
It's
unless there's something that they're missing.
Yeah, but I mean, this is a question I have. We did not publish a request for bids. This is what Bomber did.
Oh.
So, and if they're a subcontractor for Bomber, I'm wondering why we're voting on it, frankly. But
yeah, it would be part of their bid.
Right.
Well, I'm guessing that they're saying that we have to foot the bill and they're not, other than those administrative costs that they've tacked on. I know.
Yeah, it sounds sounds like we're paying this directly to the subcontractor.
I think that's what was in the contract.
That we pay the subcontract.
If asbestos was found, we would be responsible.
Yeah, and these are subcontractors.
I like the lowest bid. It covers everything except for maybe that 2,400 square feet of non-asbestos roof structure.
Going to run into scheduling problems when you got two different contractors doing it, though.
But this is a sub for the main contractor.
Bomber Mountain actually went out and got these bids from these three different companies.
That's why we should use one of these, because it fits their schedule. I mean, they'll work together on scheduling.
Must,
yeah. So I think we should just go with the lowest one. Mr. Mayor, I will make a motion to approve, what's the name of this one?
Environmental Contractor.
Environmental Contractor bid to do the asbestos removal.
Would you include that bid amount?
$30,822.
That's with the
performance bond.
Yeah. Yeah. Performance bond, yeah.
What was the amount? I'm sorry.
$30,822.
Okay. Is there a second to the motion?
I'll second it.
been moved and seconded to accept environmental contractors' bid with Bummer Mountain Demo for the asbestos removal for the amount of $30,822 to include a performance bond. Is there any public discussion there? Any further discussion with the council?
I guess it'd just be up to Chris to make sure that there's power and
water. Yeah.
Which should still be connected.
It's still there.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
They might have to get a fire truck to spray stuff down as they're removing the, okay, the roofing. But. Okay. For so it's been moved and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Those opposed, nay. The motion has carried. Okay. Thank you, Council. I just wanted to put on the agenda for a short 30 minutes. Let's discuss some items that I've come up with concerning the City Hall building. I think the main one that I have right now is the location on the actual lot. The floor plans that Lynn has drawn up put move it out to McLeod Street. And in visiting with Chris and Ron Thomas, a former public works director, there may be issues if excavation takes place on the McLeod Street side of the lot. There used to be a garage and body shop there on the corner that Chris says there's probably old foundation under what's there right now that would have to be removed. And my fear is that there might be an underground fuel storage tank or something like that.
Yeah, because it used to be a gas station or something, right?
Mm-hmm. It did. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Are there any records as to what was done when that was removed? Does the city have any records of that?
I've never come across any, but we could ask Chris.
It would probably have been back in the 90s, the city bought that building and they had plans for it, but they ran into the same problems with that building as we did with the office portion of the City Hall building, and it came down.
When they dug the flagpole footings, did they run into anything?
No, they just... not that I'm aware.
But that's kind of far off.
Why don't we have Chris dig a test pit? See if there's anything there. Run a trench through there.
Well, how does the rest of the council feel about the location where Lynn's proposing for the building?
I guess I've taken full advantage of the whole location. The closer to McLeod, the more you have in the back for parking. I mean, you could certainly change it and have that in the back and have the parking in the front. And that's all big, but then you're dealing with, because I know we were trying to get away from the doors facing, well, Big West. Timber's always messed up on there. Their directions.
West.
I'm just going to call it west and yeah. and south, right? Mm-hmm. So doors on either one of those are going to get hit. So that's, I mean, we were trying to do and go to the other sides.
Mm-hmm. mean, I see what you're saying. There could be something there. And doing a test dig doesn't necessarily give you a full picture. But I do agree that gives you quite a bit of parking.
I don't think the state kept or put together a list of underground storage tanks in the state until probably at least the mid-90s, if not early 2000s.
Right.
So I doubt that there's a record of a tank, buried tank, if there is one there.
The city did have one underground closer to the shop on the south side of the lot that they dug up and did all the mitigation work on.
One thing, that void would give us a place to put all excavated foundation dirt into instead of hauling it off. I mean, it's some recompaction, but
yeah.
I don't know. It's like, do we want to just have tanks left in the ground either? Maybe it's a good thing to get rid of them. So to just have these tanks that'll slowly rust
away.
Well,
that's an expense, I'll tell you that.
I just don't know how long, you know, do they rust? Do they eventually cave in? You know, does that create some kind of hazard down the road 20, 30 years from now or whatever if they rust? And pretty soon you got a pit that drops in because some big truck's parked up there and decide to give way. Maybe it's a good idea to just out of safety to get rid of them.
Could we do some research? Maybe try to figure out if there's something there? I mean,
probably could, yeah.
Ooh.
There's some former mayor still around that may know.
Yeah.
John might know. John was mayor back in the 80s, I think, wasn't he?
Jerry Smart, Doug Lowry.
As to what was there and where.
Yeah, I mean, it's a consideration.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, to me, we kill two birds with one stone having it up here, and then we get rid of the potential hazard down the road. And we have the street side building, wind protection, and good parking in the back.
I mean, one thing too, if it is located, the building's located closer to the alley, the flagpoles wouldn't need to be moved, the flower beds.
Can I put a 2 cents in on what you're talking about right here?
Sure.
Also, the other thing is that's where they put all the extra snow, too, is in that parking lot. You would lose that if you moved it all forward, too. Just
lose
thought.
The parking lot?
I mean, we haven't had much snow this year, but...
Well, we don't lose the parking lot. You can still push snow in there. But.
Yeah. But you would, it'd be around behind it. It's not, I don't know. Just a thought.
Any other public comment?
I like this idea, but could there be a tank? Could there? Now maybe. I mean, like Lynn says, we're never going to find out unless we try or look or dig a hole or... I mean, we could sit here for weeks to go, we should have, could have, would have, could have. I don't know.
Relocate.
But it could add an extra expense, too.
Well, sure, just like anything else in life, that's another expense. I mean, why can't we put it where it's at now?
It's probably a clip of this to do.
That's my question.
I mean, that's what I'm saying, too. Just leave it where it's at.
I do think that once you dig that test hole or you start investigating that in a way and you know what's down there, you probably ought to know what the costs are going to be, because it's super expensive. So, I mean, I don't know if, with all due respect, Lynn, I'm not so certain just starting to dig without having an idea what that, you know, that's another can of worms. I mean, this whole city building turned into a big can of worms. And so, yeah.
Anyway. It could be a can of worms later on if we leave it.
Right.
You know, that thing is not rusting. I mean, that's what, especially with the rocky soil, we got water's reaching it. So what happens if, you know, 20, 30 years around, they're sitting in here going, what in the world? Man, they left this tank in there.
Now we, well, at least there wouldn't be a building on it.
Well, right. We'd remove it. Then it'd be safe all the way around. Then all the foundation dirt is backfilled into a hole already there. So we don't have to haul off as much dirt. We remove the potential hazard. And it's, we know then everything is good.
Do a basement, and then you'll have your.
I guess we've got two questions to figure out: whether or not the tank is still buried, and if it is, what the cost to remove it would be. So, I guess as committee, we should probably
find
figure that out.
Find out how they would find out.
I guess
if they can scan or some kind of,
yeah,
some kind of scan.
Well, I mean, if they locate water mains, you know, cast iron water mains, they're what, 6 feet under?
They should be able to do this.
Should, yeah, if there's a metal tank, then certainly it would be steel or galvanized, whatever. Should be able to detect it, I would think.
Mm-hmm. And then we can ask some of the old mayors too. I'll ask John to see if he remembers anything that was talked about it maybe in the 80s or.
Okay.
So say you're, there is something out there, and you know it's a lot of money to take it out. So then we start looking at moving this thing back to the alley with parking lot in front. Assuming we're going to stick with this same floor plan,
could you just rotate the building 90 degrees as opposed to moving it where the parking lot is?
So you'd have it along 3rd instead? Is that what you mean? Or move it?
Yeah, or
it depends on where that tank is. That's the thing.
Yeah.
I mean, really, kind of the answer is we need to find out where the tank is, if there is a tank, before we can decide anything, really.
Yeah.
I mean, what my question was going to be, would it be easy enough to move this airlock up to the front?
Yeah, something could be redone there.
And in the back wouldn't really be an entrance. It'd be an exit.
Exit.
So you'd have way, you know, two exits out of the building.
To
have,
so.
Yeah.
Well, let's do some homework on the tank.
Okay.
See what we can figure out.
Jim,
okay. Did you have another question?
I do.
Okay.
and we're going to limit this movie tonight. What about the senior pantry?
You mean have it or don't
whether,
have it?
Yeah. I mean, the city is not obligated to have it. They've been in the old building for 15 years or I don't know how long.
And it was supposed to be a temporary.
It was supposed to be temporary when they first put it in, yeah.
And they've been fighting getting insurance, right?
Right.
I mean, where they're at, or
no, they never provided insurance when they were in our building, even though the mayor and Hope were asking over and over. We have another in town. We have another food service for seniors, someplace, right?
Food bank,
but it's two separate things.
Yeah, two separate things. I guess my point is, we're not providing a place for the food bank. So, is there a reason we should provide something?
Something that other groups could take up instead of having it at the city, maybe at, you know, the local churches or you know, some other,
yeah, probably
other
not
groups,
churches.
Other groups could get together and support it.
as I understand it, it's a federal food commodities program that the senior pantry administers. Did you have a comment?
Yeah, I do. I'm glad you brought that up, because that was one of the things in looking at this. I mean, I think anybody that knows me knows I'm all about feeding people, and, you know, I work at the food bank, I've worked at the senior pantry, but a couple of things. I almost feel like the senior pantry is kind of getting to be a little bit like an entitlement on the management part, because I've heard it said that, you know, well, where is our space? Well, what are you doing for us? And so I guess as the city grows, which ultimately that's going to happen, I hate to see a spot on here that says senior pantry. You know, whether you choose to go ahead and let them be in there for a short period of time, but I don't think you should say it's the senior pantry or the food pantry or whatever, that it's just a city office, because if you grow and you need that space, you're going to run into that same thing. Well, I thought you built that for us. This is our spot, you know. So, and I do think that there's other... I love what the senior pantry does. Please don't misunderstand, but I do think that it's not our responsibility as a city to provide that location for them. And I do think that there are some other options, and I think that they, as an organization, probably needs to do a little more due diligence on their own part to search that out instead of putting it on the back of the city. So that's my thought. And I know I'm going to take some heat for that.
Well, I mean, one of the options would be to the wall between the mayor's office and the lobby and the archive and the lobby is run a warehouse wall, and just leave all of that out and just have the warehouse expansion, so the room is available to expand and put in more offices or whatever's decided down the road. The space would be there, but it would just be a warehouse like the other building was. You know, and then it could be, you know, we could add dividing, not varying partitions later on if we needed it. But it's just another option. Yeah, I know you mentioned you didn't necessarily need an office, but maybe for the archive room we have some kind of mobile, I don't know, interior shed that we didn't move in there or something. I don't know. Maybe that would save some money. I don't know.
I think my concern is I would like not to move those flagpoles. I mean, I think the flagpoles are good where they're at. So if we could reduce a little space and leave the flagpoles, I think they're in an ideal location now. A lot of money was spent to put them there. If we get rid of the pantry and adjust this a little bit, I don't think we lose that much, and we leave the poles where they're at. I think would be a good idea.
Well, I visited with Noreen a little bit, not much, but the idea of putting animal control down at the public workshop sounds acceptable for Noreen. Is that right?
Yeah, it would work.
I realize it would be a separate building, all right, but it may be a viable option. Yeah. And we could downsize that garage side of the building.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you took out the animal control, took out the pantry, switch archives to one of these other rooms, you can reduce that footprint down to a single car garage for the vehicle, mm-hmm. and not have to take out that corner.
It would be nice to have a little extra garage space for
expansion.
There's a four wheeler that the city uses to snowplow sidewalks and lawnmower, and an oversized garage somewhat.
Right.
So the way this is designed right now is in its least expensive form being a rectangle. You know, you start, mm-hmm. start doing too much other than that, it gets, you know, you start adding a little money when you add corners. So obviously the least expensive thing to do is just to continue a wall across, like I said, and eliminate all those other spaces in there, leave the warehouse extra space. I mean, Chris probably would always have something that you need to, you know, the space for. And then it's there for future city hall needs. You know, if we do have an expansion in town and we need extra room for whatever reason, it's there. You don't have to do another project to add on to it. Right now, it would just be storage space or warehouse space, you know, archive. We could obviously have some kind of mobile storage for the archive mm-hmm. that we could just bring in there and go from there.
Can I make one suggestion? If yeah. we do move it forward, we would like the offices switched to the back, to wherever people come in first, so rather having them walk. Does that make sense? So people are coming in the back. We'd like to flip to have our offices up front and the meeting room in the back. Or up towards McLeod. Because you have them walking in where the meeting room is. We want our offices there.
So you want them back here?
Yep, we want our offices there. If that back in, if that's going to be the entrance, that's where people first walk in to drop off their utility bill.
Almost just have to flip the whole thing.
I don't know if that would be hard to do, but
let's see.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was just my thought. Is that we're able to see who's coming into the building. That's important to us.
Well, you know, if it's a safety concern too, one of the things we could do is that after the airlock, you have a push button to unlock these doors. So you guys could have a video feed. If you want to let them in, you push the button. If it's a safety concern thing.
It's, well,
because obviously
it's more of a convenience for the people coming to. I don't know.
Yeah. All right, we'll see.
Just so that we're there first. I don't know how to explain it, but.
Yeah, no, I see.
Mr. Mayor, can I ask another question?
Let it go.
I didn't realize, now that I'm looking at this, so you have the front entrance of the new City Hall building on the back side now?
They're both sides. We have to have egress on both sides.
But this is not...
But yes, the main entrance.
Yes, the main entrance.
Yeah, the main entrance would be on the parking lot side. The non-wind side now. See, if you put on the west side and you have 50-mile-an-hour winds, you open up those doors and papers and stuff are going to blow all over the place.
If you don't have it on the back side, people would have to walk around the building to get to the front.
They can still come in off of McLeod, but that's not the primary entrance.
Yeah, someone paying their bill could park on McLeod, walk right in and go to that window right there and pay their bill. If that's all they're going to be there for.
Then I would want the airlock there because...
Yeah.
For that reason.
That's going to be crazy.
Right, the wind.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or add an airlock, have airlock on both sides maybe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'll just note move offices or airlock because it would come late.
Yeah, I guess it would be hard to know which entrance they're going to wind up coming. Because we only have one at the last.
I mean, those are probably the primary ones.
Yeah, if you're paying your bill, the closest thing to do is park on McLeod.
Yeah, you're right.
Most days it's not horrible. I mean, like you go to the dentist, you park on that side.
Yeah.
Right. They have an airlock there.
Yeah.
So that would be the thing to add an airlock.
Okay.
I think the thought too is by having the airlock in the back. Most people that are handicapped are going to park back here, They're going to take the most time coming through and having that airlock back there.
Yeah.
It's going to help.
Any other discussion, ideas, thoughts?
Well, I guess I'm curious about when are we going to get a legitimate cost per square foot for this whole thing? Because I haven't really seen a number.
Well, I think if we can get a fairly close floor plan, then they could come up with some pretty accurate figures as far as to what it would cost. Is that right?
Yeah, yeah, we get pretty close. We can have a basic elevation as well, just so they have some idea. I think, you know, to minimize costs, I think the idea of running that wall between across that whole lobby and making that all warehouse and eliminating the cost of the food pantry, the archives, the mayor's office, and animal control, and leave that just warehouse space. If we need, you know, just to slide in, like I said, a shed or something for the archive space, let's do that. And then the only actual heated portion then would be on the left side of that wall. Or, you know, fully conditioned. The other side could have something. But at least it would reduce the cost if we do that.
How much more would it be, though, to put a, what is it, double sheetrock in for the archives or records room? Does it have to be somewhat
fire rated? Yeah, just two layers of 5/8 drywall will do that. And that's not too terribly expensive.
That wouldn't be a great expense.
No. So, I mean, do that. Just put that in there. Put it back maybe where the food pantry is so it's tucked in the corner.
Yeah.
I understand the having space left for future expansion, but having empty space just sitting there that we're paying for doesn't. Can we reduce some of that footprint? Reduce the size a little bit? I mean, still leave some room for expansion, but take the overall footage down a little bit if we don't absolutely need it right now.
Well, yeah, anything's possible. I mean, I'm such a designer that I see the design.
I know you want the Taj Mahal, but
well, let's find out what it costs because you know you can lop off the warehouse totally if you want to try to save money. But I don't think that would be something that we want to do. I think we want to do the materials change over years, and so if you want to make it look like it's not.
Right.
Added on to, you know, later on.
But you have, if you're limiting, you know, the animal control, the food pantry, and all this other stuff, I don't see why we can't shrink the building down a little bit. You still have expansion room, but we could.
And maybe if the space was there, would he want to store one of his plow trucks there right in town?
Probably not a plow truck.
Or something, no, okay.
It'd be more like the four-wheeler with the snow plow blade and the lawnmowers.
So there you go, the lawnmowers in there.
I mean, we have 54 feet.
And then he could clean the parking lot real easy with that four-wheeler in there with the blade on it.
Well, it'd depend on the snow depths.
Sure.
Did you have something, Carrie?
Oh, no, I had something.
I was going to try it.
That was a mom thing.
Oh,
she's a mom.
She was counting.
So I would just propose that let's get the floor plan worked out where it, you know, hope's good with if we put in a double airlock on this side as well. Just make this warehouse space, have the basic elevations, and get some ballparks because, you know, they're not going to be perfect because there's no structural engineering, there's no electrical, you know, it's not there, but at least they'll get a ballpark for us, you know, whatever that number might be, and then we can go from there.
And in the meantime, I'm going to ask if any of you have other modifications. Just take one of these floor plans and mark it up and sit down together and have at it. Any other public comment?
Yep.
One more time.
Yeah. If you take the animal thing out, how quickly will you think about doing something for me, though?
Right away.
I do that sooner.
Yeah, it'd be, I would hope, sooner than later.
That would probably, my guess is that it would get done sooner than the city hall would get done. Because I do think it'd be a pretty
simple. Should be simple, but.
To, yeah, I mean, extending from what's down there. And so I would think yours would get done sooner than City Hall.
Now, down there, though, this would be something that would be added to the outside of that building?
Well, we'd have to ask Chris. You'd have to be, I mean, it's going to need power and water.
See, that's why I'm wondering if it's not advantageous to do it right where he's got it here, just because it would be heated space, somewhat heated space. You can drive right in undercover to offload animals. I mean, there's sort of an advantage to that. And then we're not spending additional monies down there to have heat and water down there.
He's not going to give you any space down there.
Yeah, he's not going to want to give up any space.
Doesn't want to, but.
Well, he might. Inside the shop right now, there is no room.
Right.
So he might do something that works him and I together.
Or we take whatever, some of the stuff he has down there, and put it in this warehouse and give you that, some of that space inside. That's a possibility.
Well, he needs to be talked to.
Yeah.
I mean, his opinion matters.
Right. I mean, we can make it work either way. So I think we do need to have a conversation with Chris.
Because it has to work for him, too.
Right. Yeah, maybe logistically putting some of his stuff down here doesn't make sense to him. So, yeah. But if it doesn't, then, you know, maybe we consider just doing this animal control office and the dogs right there.
How are things going with how it's going right now? Are you using the...
I have.
Yeah.
It's not the ideal because it's so big, but...
Yeah. Are they way in the back or in the...
No, they're right up in the front.
Okay, one more time, public comment. Council?
Are the pens like 10 feet by 10 feet roughly, or what would you guess?
They're either 10 by 10 or 12 by 12. I can't remember right off now, but...
Mm-hmm. I'll just call it 10 by 10 for now. I mean, 10 by 10 would work, right?
Yeah.
That's a big space, yeah. So the basics of the design, too, is, you can probably see, is symmetry around the center of the door there. Equal size planters, window spacing, all of that is part of the design. So if you go and change something, kind of mix that up a bit. So it's
maybe put your bathrooms across, move that over if you need to make it symmetrical.
Yeah, there's stuff you can do. But if we do just the warehouse wall, then
I did have one person ask me if this building could get by with one ADA compliant restroom.
I will have to ask that question. I'm not sure.
I think as long as they're gender neutral, probably.
I mean, that would save some money too. I'll find out. I'll ask Greg.
Okay.
Let's see.
Anything else from the council?
Anybody know who you would call to get an idea what it would cost to remove a fuel tank? Is that like EPA, state?
State.
DEQ.
DEQ.
Hopefully it's not leaking if there is one.
I wouldn't call until we know there's something there, because they would jump on it and come down here and...
Yeah.
They won't remove it.
No.
But they'll oversee it.
Yeah.
They'll make sure that their rules are followed.
We'll find out if there's one first.
They'll make you dig until you find it.
Well, I think, I'm sure you can scan it. I mean, you can go up to, you can scan the steel inside of a concrete wall, find out exactly what it is. They have equipment that does all that stuff, so it's gotta be something that detects. Maybe we'll find a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow instead.
Anything else?
I'll make a motion that we adjourn this meeting.
I'll second the motion.
It's been moved and seconded to adjourn the meeting. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Meeting's adjourned. Thank you, council. Thank you, public. Thank you, Linda, for the cookies.
Yes, thank you, Linda.
You're welcome. You can take those home, Justin.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not taking them home.
Don't do that to me.
Yeah, take them home.
No,
maybe you see those cute little grandkids and you can fly them with cookies.